You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
August the 8th, 2022, reminding you we are live streaming on Rumble.com. Go to Rumble.com. Yes, we used to be on YouTube, but they didn't like what I had to say, so they shut us down. So all of you who have subscribed to the YouTube and you're wondering why you're not getting it, that's why. Switch and subscribe to our cast at Rumble.com. You get it for free. If you miss any, then you can watch it later if you can't watch now, and you can share it. Same thing with our podcast that will be posted after this program at LarryConnorsUSA.com. Simple to find me, branded Larry Connors USA, which I pointed out to those the other day that maybe in the FBI, look at their pamphlet that they were given, that Christopher Wray testified before the Senate in questioning by Senator Cruz that I don't know anything about that. I don't have it here in front of me. And what it has on that pamphlet is anything with, like, a picture of this that might indicate a terrorist. Well, I have the Gadsden flag right here on display along with the U.S. of A flag. Here I am. You're looking for a terrorist? You want to come call me out? I'm ready. So the Senate passed their $700 billion, as they call it, Inflation Reduction Act. It is a boondoggle from the beginning. It's mislabeled. If it were anything, it's a climate bill. And then they shout from the rooftop, the biggest climate bill in history. And yet they want to tell you it's also going to reduce inflation. No, it's not. In fact, a YouGov poll found that a survey of 1,500 Americans before the actual vote took place found only 12% of Americans believe it will accomplish what the name suggests, Inflation Reduction Act. I don't know how many surveyed might have accepted my name of it, of Inflation Reduction Comedy Act. That might have gotten more votes. In the meantime, the Americans for Tax Reform listing several taxes already inside the Inflation Reduction Act, which, again, the Democrats are saying it's a climate bill, but it's also not going to tax you. How are you going to pay for that $700? Oh, Larry, don't ask a question like that. Now, we'll tell you this. Here's where I do have a hard time understanding something. And this is not because of my personal experience that I have a grandson that has diabetes. I just think anytime you can cap medical costs for people, be they seniors or younger or families struggling to get by, you should do so. And Senate Republicans blocked a $35 a month cap on the cost of insulin in the private market. I still haven't found exactly how they're trying to explain that one. But there were seven senators who voted for it. And you should know one of them, Josh Hawley of Missouri, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, John Kennedy of Louisiana. You can also add Murkowski and Sullivan of Alaska, Collins of Maine. New Mexico authorities now offering a reward of up to $20,000 for information leading police to one or more suspects involved in the possibly linked murders of four Muslim men, all killed over the last 9 months. They think someone is targeting Muslim men. Nothing to indicate that these men were jihadists of any type, just that was their religion. But supposedly that might be the motive, so it may be a racial or hate crime. But at the same time, I'm looking at comments from Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, one of the most powerful labor unions in the country. She's accusing Senator Marco Rubio of Florida of anti-Semitism because he wants to target Soros-backed prosecutors. And she says, Soros is Jewish, so you hate Jews? That's not what he said at all. He hates what happens when they get in office. And I don't recall, do you? I don't recall the president of the American Federation of Teachers calling out Ilhan Omar of Minnesota when she said, follow the money, suggesting Jews control the world. And that kind of remark resulted in a House resolution saying we shouldn't use such names, but did not call her out specifically. Chickens. Former American Idol star Catherine McPhee said, wondering how this is going to be played by the state-controlled media. She says, woke voters have helped create the current crime situation in Beverly Hills. She's smart enough to see that. Meantime, Senate Democrats blocked a measure in their program, their Inflation Reduction Act, which would have tried to shut down the border again, or at least reinstall some way to keep them south of the border until we knew they were coming in for asylum. More to come.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This bill will hammer manufacturing. It will kill manufacturing jobs in this country. It will hammer small businesses. This bill will drive up gas prices. It has billions in new taxes on U.S. oil and gas production. We introduced amendments trying to take those new taxes out. So all the Democrats say they're worried and want to lower gas prices. They all just voted to raise gas taxes and to raise your price at the pump.
That is Senator Ted Cruz on his evaluation of the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Now, I want to remind you again, it passed through the Senate on a 51-50 vote. That's right, there are only 100 senators in the U.S. Senate, but the Senate pro tem, the vice president, serves as the deciding vote if there is a tie. I told you, do not let them get to an even break in the Senate, because then Kamala will have the final power, and boy, did she wield that hammer down, and it passes with her vote, which it did. You heard Senator Cruz say again that this is not going to help America. It's going to raise taxes in so many ways. Let me give you a list of some of the things pointed out by the Americans for Tax Reform. Now, again, if you were listening to the last hour, this is also, they kind of want to say it, they do say it, they really want to brag about it, but then they kind of back down again. It's a climate change bill more than anything else. Getting rid of fossil fuels, pushing you to electric cars and whatever they say you should be in, or without a car at all. You don't need to have a damn car. You can get a bicycle or a horse, or you still have 2 feet. Oh, you don't have feet? You have a wheelchair? You can use a wheelchair. Oh, well, just stay home. Americans for Tax Reform pointing out the taxes on fossil fuels, which means the companies are going to try to find the fossil fuels to use them for our country and our security. $6.5 billion tax on natural gas production, that's going to amount to 16.5 cents per barrel tax. A $1.2 billion coal tax. And all of these are going to rise the energy costs. So when they say it's not going to tax you, it may not show up on your IRS form as a tax, but if you're paying more and more for what you were getting at a lower price, that's a tax. And what's worse, it's a tide that sinks all boats. And those who are already at waterline, just barely trying to stay afloat, they go under. Oh, and it's going to tax the big corporations, 15% minimum tax on large corporations, which then will also be passed on to consumers. Big companies use that, what so-called, some are trying to say, a loophole, to reinvest in their company. Well, now they're going to tax them for it, so there'll be less to invest, so they will have to pay us it on somewhere. It's going to tax medium-sized businesses. A limit of loss deductions for S corporations, sole proprietorships for 2 years. Indirect tax on pensions through taxing stock buybacks. Tax on pharmaceuticals unless they accept price caps. But the real key, too, is that, as the Senator Cruz was pointing out, how it's going to hit you, and you already see it every day you pull up at the fuel pump. Just wait.
Every single Democrat, all of them voted to increase gas taxes. So the next time you see a Mark Kelly in Arizona or Raphael Warnock in Georgia or a Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire or a Michael Bennett in Colorado or Catherine Cortez Masto in Nevada say, hey, we want gas prices to be lower, you know they are lying because they stood up and voted, raise the gas taxes, stick it to the producers, make our consumers pay more at the pump. That's the end result they want, and their voting record proves it.
And on top of that, the Congressional Tax Committee, which I've referred to numerous times, has already pointed out that one way or the other, you're going to pay more. You could call it a tax or just the fact that tough, things are just up. But the Schumer bill, along with the help of Manchin, remember, they got in the room together and kind of hammered it out and thought we could make this go. And again, did Joe Manchin get a pipeline out of his state with a faster permit gathering, getting a permit to open the gas line, get it started sooner than if he'd not voted for this? Can you imagine the conversation? Now, I wasn't there. You weren't there. So just play along with me for a moment. Joe says, well, what am I going to get out of this if I go along with you? I tell you what, Chuck says. I tell you what. Here's what we'll do. You vote for it. And after we get everything in place, then I'll make a move to help you get a gas pipeline permit approved quicker than normal. Normal would be in 5-7+ years. We get in 2 years or less for you. I'll do that for you. Okay, I'll do that. But you got to vote for this thing first, Joe. Okay, I'll do it. Now, once he's got his yes vote, do you trust Chuck Schumer? For that matter, do you trust Manchin at this point? He doesn't run again until 25, so he's safe right now. Some of the other senators you heard Cruz name, they are up for re-election. Some of them in safe areas, they're probably going to be re-elected. Warnock is one we need to make sure we unseat. We need to get control of the Senate back as well. And then the House, which we should win. But don't take it for a fact that we're going to win. And I'm looking at a piece written by Washington Post columnist Steve Pearlstein. He's talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. This quote, there is no such thing. There is no such thing. Politicians simply cannot turn a dial to control employment, output, inflation, even the price of gasoline. So he said, there's not going to be any Inflation Reduction Act. Mark Thiessen, who was a speechwriter for Bush 43, says, yeah, the name does not fit the fact.
The whole name, Inflation Reduction Act, is a lie. If you want to know whether this is a political winner for Democrats, just ask yourself, why did they call it the Inflation Reduction Act instead of the Climate Change Reduction Act? And it's simple, because they know that while climate change is the number one issue for most of their left-wing activists, only 1% of Americans say that is the top priority. And the fact is, the bill does not reduce inflation. In fact, the Penn Wharton model says that in the short term, in the immediate term, it'll actually nominally increase inflation. So if the Democrats went to the American people and say, if they were proud of this, they'd be shouting climate change from the rooftops.
They would be, wouldn't they? They're proud, but let's don't strut around too much. Let's don't get too showy. We got what we want. It's kind of like, I know I relate a lot of things in life to poker, because I play a lot of poker, and I see a lot of life things in poker. And those who play can certainly understand. Those who don't, maybe you don't quite follow it, but I'm sure you've seen some things in whatever you do for a hobby or life that you see, that kind of reflects what's happening. In poker, there is a thing called a bluff. A bluff. I'm acting like I've got a better hand than you. I don't know if I do or not, or maybe I'm sure I do. But my main thing is, at that point, the cards are one thing. I can play the cards, and maybe the cards are going to be well enough, but maybe what I really need to do is, I'm afraid I might not win this if I don't make a bluff. If I don't make it look like I'm really bigger than what I am, and I don't fluff and puff myself up and look how you really want to test with, you want to tangle with me, give me that money. And sometimes they say, all right, let's see what you got. And maybe I say, here, and I was right. Or I say, I misread my cards. Sometimes poker is not so much reading and the cards you have, but playing against the other player, reading the player. You begin to pick up different things. It may or may not be so-called tell, but bottom line is, you know that they can't back up what they say they've got, or you could put them in a position to force them to deliver or get out of the way. In this place with this Inflation Reduction Act, most of them would be gone from Congress when suddenly the others realize, oh my God, look what we got here. Who the hell approved this thing? Oh, well, they're not here anymore. Well, let's spend more money and get it back on track. Yeah, that will be the cry of those on the left even again. Does it work for you for your budget if you spend more and more money that you don't have to get yourself out of debt? Does that work? If it does, I'd really like to get a hold of that plan. That is, of course, the problem with credit cards in many cases, especially the amount of the percentage. They get you in with a low percentage rate, you miss one payment, or suddenly it jumps up, and pretty soon, now with this inflation rate, the Fed hiking the tax, all of those are going to go up again. The government has never learned to live within its means, generally. There have been attempts and efforts. Then there are things that come along that we cannot foresee, and it may be a true crisis. But as the Democrats quickly learn, with Ron Emanuel serving as the official leader of the Democrat Party under Obama, never let a crisis go to waste. When COVID came out, we were all kind of concerned, worried, what do we do? And then pretty soon you realize, oh, the left's got it figured out already. Lock us down, close our schools, mask our children when they were not even the direct threat at all, and throw more money at it. We got a problem with oil supplies for us because Biden has shut down our pipeline and we're not doing the drilling we should be doing here. We're going to throw more money at it, but not to American people. We're throwing it to those who are going to invent electric cars and build those, and yet I think they know, I don't know if the Democrats, I think the inventors of the electric cars know how they run and how you have to recharge the batteries and how long they last and how much it costs you to replace it. So therefore, if you are a rich person, $300,000, you're going to get a tax credit to buy one of them. And as far as you paying more for, as you heard Senator Cruz say, you're going to pay more and more on your taxes, I mean your gas prices and so forth for heating it, running your vehicle, farm equipment. My friends, that is a tax. It's not levied directly on you by the government, but they go after the source of it. Who do you think ends up paying it? That is such a simple economic understanding. But we have people in the White House and in control now. They either do not understand it or they understand it all too well. They're betting that you don't understand it. And they've got a lot of lemmings willing to follow them off the cliff. Don't you do it. When we come back, I want you to hear just a part of a speech that Trump gave, the former president, at the annual PAC conference, and a warning from him about what you need to look forward to the rest of this year for the 2022 elections and even beyond. And, of course, there's going to be some are saying, Trump will destroy our country, even the conservative party. He's too divisive. He's done this. He's done that. Listen to the words first, and then let's try to put some context into them. I don't care if you hate Trump with your every fiber in your being. Listen to what the message is, please.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So as we gather tonight, our country is being destroyed more from the inside than out. America is on the edge of an abyss. And our movement is the only force on earth that can save it. This movement right here. What we do in the next few months and the next few years will determine whether American civilization will collapse or fail, or whether it will triumph and thrive, frankly, like never before.
Now, those are the words of former President Trump speaking to the Conservative Political Action Conference down in Texas this last weekend. I know as soon as his voice came on, some said, oh, no, God, not more Trump. And others said, yay! And others just, well, let's hear what he says. To that third group, I applaud you. Even when Pelosi comes on, don't just start dismissing her. Listen to what she says. Same thing for Biden. All right. I'm going to allow myself a little humor here. Sometimes listen just to see if you can figure out if he knows what he's saying. All right, I said that. We're done. The other night, I had a good friend of mine. He said, you know, the problem we still have in this country is Trump. And if he tries to run again, it's just going to destroy America. He's the reason we have so much divisiveness. I've never seen the country torn apart as much as it has been, and it's all because of Trump. The very next night, I meet a guy for the first time, and he learns that I am the host of this program. He said, oh, listen, I just didn't realize you it right away. He said, the problem with this country, he said, goes back to Obama. He was such a divisive president. I said that about Obama at the time, especially the first 4 years. Everything was put in a race conjecture. And even Michelle Obama saying, I've never been proud of this country until now. Really? For all you had out of this country is only then. And then, of course, when he got elected his second term, I thought, here's where he can become a statesman and bring us back together. And he didn't. He went the other way. And for those of you who hate Trump, what was going on during the Obama years and all those associated with, they created Trump. They created, if you want to call him a Frankenstein, they did it and gave him an opportunity because he wasn't my first, second, or even third choice out of all the candidates. But he is right about the point that this country, if we don't get a better control of it, we're tearing ourselves apart. Crime is a big part of that. And that's because we have the Soros-backed prosecutors who want to push no bail or low bail, and others saying, let a third of the people out of jail. St. Louis City County, they're looking at dismissing hundreds of thousands of criminal cases because they just don't have the manpower and effort, just let it go. If you broke in and stole something, all right, we're just going to forget it. As if that person will never do it again if they're forgiven. In New York City the other day, the New York City mayor, who was also in the police department one time, said eight guys were charged with 495 different crimes. They were let go every time they bring them in. And yet today, the New York Times today sends me my good morning, Mary, Larry, slap in the face. Good morning, Larry. Despite the grim headlines, 2022 is less violent so far than last year. They say crime, murder, mass shootings may dominate the headlines, but full crime data tells a different story. And then they go on to say, but the declines are small. They bury that down below it. They did quote Richard Rosenfeld, a criminologist, University of Missouri, St. Louis. And he said, I would say I have a heavily guarded optimism about going forward when it comes to getting maybe that we're not going to see so much crime in the future. And he points out, the author of this piece points out, we had it a lot of because of disruptions of COVID, people locked up, angered, so forth. And then, of course, the George Floyd murder, no doubt. And then also, what about all the illegals? Oh, they didn't get into that. But then he points out, this old cliche is here, is that if it bleeds, it leads, and that's all people are saying. That's what they're seeing. Maybe because a lot of it's happening. Former American Idol star Catherine McPhee, I quoted earlier, she said, it's my worried thought every time I go out about being mugged in California, Beverly Hills. I blame every single woke voter. Seniors beat up in Beverly Hills while walking. You keep voting for this? What a sad state this city is in. And then, if you have not been physically assaulted on the street, get ready because you're getting ready to be thugged by the IRS.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
This bill creates 87,000 new IRS agents. It doubles the size of the IRS. Those IRS agents are designed to come after you. They're not designed to come after the billionaires and the big corporations. They're designed to come after small businesses and working families across this country. The Democrats are making the IRS bigger than the Pentagon, plus the Department of State, plus the FBI, plus the Border Patrol combined. The IRS is going to be bigger.
That's pretty shocking, isn't it? Those are the words of Senator Ted Cruz about what's inside the Inflation Reduction, I can't help but say, Inflation Reduction Comedy Act. They don't have the word comedy in there. They don't want to laugh that much about it. They want to be sober and sincere and truthful and BS. They were, that say, what they have been saying, and they have been quoted, this is the biggest spending on climate ever. And they're happy about that. So they're not really selling inflation reduction. They're selling a climate package. But then on top of that, they will tell you, but it's not going to be more taxes for you. But inside the bill, it's amazing they think they can get away with this kind of stuff. Inside the bill, they are going to create, as you heard Senator Cruz say, have enough money to create 87,000 new agents. 87,000. State Department has 23,000 employees. FBI, 35,000. Control Border Patrol Agency, 60. The IRS at this time, 100,000 plus. And we're told that basically those under, well, originally according to Joe Biden, anyone under 400,000, you're not going to be paying any new taxes. But the Tax Congressional Bipartisan Committee says, yeah, you will. If you earn up to a million, you're going to be paying more. It may not show up as an actual price increase in your bracket. But by the time you get through paying the taxes they're imposing on everyone else, gas and oil producers and so forth, you will end up being taxed. You will pay their tax for them. And here's the other thing. Why do they need so many? Well, first of all, let me go back to 2021 by a Transaction Records Access Group. And they found that in 2021, the IRS audited those who make $25,000 or less. They audited them five times more than any other bracket. And they only had enough agents to really focus on them. Why'd they go after them? Well, maybe there were glaring errors. Maybe this you're trying to do it yourself. And maybe also they knew you weren't going to be able to fight them. You don't have a staff of lawyers on retainer. So you're a small business owner. Well, you make a few mistakes. They're going to, you know, if we do make mistakes, you're allowed to do that. You were allowed to. You were allowed to have reasons as to why you think you didn't need to or should pay, and you're allowed to go through adjudication for it. You're allowed to set up a tax payment plan. If they're hitting you with too much, you can't do it all at one time. That's all allowable. You're not allowed to purposely evade taxes. So based with that in mind, should you worry about these 86,000 agents? Well, no. According to a couple of Democrat senators, you have no fear here.
I think the IRS is going to target the highest income Americans. As the saying goes, that's where the money is. Yeah. That's where they're going to look to collect. Yeah. The idea that there's going to be this army of IRS agents descending on the average American is just preposterous.
Millions of Americans aren't going to be impacted by that other than getting better service from the IRS, having their telephone answered, getting the questions they need in order to comply with our tax laws. And if you have paid your taxes and if you comply with our laws, you should want to make sure everyone else does that.
Yeah, I do, but I nearly fell out of my chair. And if you're watching on Rumble.com, you'll be able to get a person on the phone when you call. As opposed to press 1 for English, press 2 for Spanish, press da-da-da-da-da-da. And now press da-da-da. And then press this. You will apparently be able to get a person, and instead of finally reaching out to pressing all the buttons, the recording says, we will be glad to have you hold for the next, your call will be answered in the next 3 hours and 15 minutes. Or you can try again, or leave your number and we'll call you back. Fat chance they're going to call you back. Unless they think you're not going to get any answers from them. But he wants you to believe, and that last speaker was Senator Cardin of Maryland. Now, he's not a really wealthy senator. He's only worth about $8 million. That's chump change to the first speaker you're listening to, who said they're going to really go after the wealthy because that's where the money is. Well, he would know about money because that's Senator Blumenthal of Connecticut worth $80 million at last report. Do you think they're going to be targeting Blumenthal? Do you think they're going to target Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the Clinton foundations and the Clinton connections? Do you think they're going to do any of that? Or are they going to be coming after you? You know the answer to that. The facts on the audits again, as I said, in 2021, according to the Transaction Records Access Group, the IRS audited those who make $25,000 or less five times more often than they did those making more than that. But again, Joe Biden said, hey, nobody under $400,000 is going to be taxed. Senator Cruz brings that to the forefront.
It's a flat-out lie. The Congressional Budget Office analyzed this bill, and it concluded a very large portion of it would be borne by people making under $400,000 a year, that just about every group of taxpayers would see their taxes go up. The Democrats know this, and by the way, we had amendments to say, let's not have any of these taxes fall on people making under $400,000. The Democrats all voted no. They are lying, and you know what they're counting on? They're counting on the corporate media just carrying their water for them and saying, oh, your taxes are not going up. It's not the truth. Wow. They know it's not the truth, but they expect the corporate media not to tell people.
Yeah, that you're just going to buy their story of the corporate media, or as I call it, state-controlled media, will in fact be doing it. They will be coming after the lower people. You don't hire 86,000. Well, it's, let me back up here for a second. I nearly said something I might regret. You don't hire 86,000 agents just sit on their butt and do nothing. Although, apparently, by looking at what reports have been coming out on the IRS, the agents we have not been even bothering to go into work. They're still working from home. I have a cough. I might be COVID-related. And so, yeah, stay home. Listen, there are good people inside that agency like there are every bureaucratic agency. But unfortunately, they either become compromised or they are silenced. And when that happens, it's not good for America or Americans. Now, if you happen to be at the top of the heap, you're $80 million Senator Rich Blumenthal. Now, you look down on all you peasants. Told you to go get an electric car. You wouldn't do it. So now go get an ox cart and a donkey. Out of this Inflation Reduction Act, $369 billion will be spent on energy and climate efforts. Where does that reduce your taxes? $300 billion in green loan guarantees. This is almost back to the solar wind debacle. Provide all this money to build solar farms and solar panels and so forth. All those companies went bankrupt, upside down. Some are still in operation, but most of the blades and turbines and everything coming from China. Suppose they're going to cut that out, maybe. But of course, you've got to have fuel for lubricant for the blades. Oh, I don't know where you're going to get that, because we don't want to do any more drilling in this country. And you cannot put that windmill off the shore of the Hamptons are off the shore of Martha's Vineyard, where the elite reside, not you. No, you're going to be facing more and more audits. Coming up, someone else might be questioned if Republicans get control, our intel chiefs. And then the day journalism died.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottler.com.
Well, I started out with one lone dollar, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
House Minority Leader Chuck McCarthy. I mean, sorry. Oh, my God. I almost said Chuck McCarthy. I'm so sorry, Kevin McCarthy. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said, we will be probing and questioning U.S. intel agencies and chiefs, intel chiefs who knew about Hunter Biden's business dealings while his father was vice president. This is in a New York Post report saying that intel officials, quote, should come in and talk to us. You'd want to ask these individuals, what did they know and when? People can come in and talk to us and answer the questions. If that's not the case, there are times we'll use a subpoena as well. They said this arrival in the U.S. political scene of emails purportedly belonging to, well, they're not purportedly, but he wants to go that route. That's fine. Vice President Biden's son, Hunter, much of it related to his time serving on the board of the Ukrainian gas company, Burisma, has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. That was a letter that was signed by 51 former intel agency officials trying to get the reporters to turn away from this story. Said it's all false propaganda. And so they chased along the way because they, you don't want to go against the White House, the establishment, the intel chiefs. McCarthy said, I want to ask, why did you feel comfortable, especially with your own reputations on the line, that you would sign the letter? Was it someone from the Biden campaign who asked, or was it people in the intel committee? We need questions answered. And I say, amen. You got to get control of the House. Put Nancy Pelosi out to pasture for good. There's a next Times reporter that wrote a piece for National Review saying, the day I knew journalism had died in America. His name is Kenneth Timmerman. Points out that I covered war, espionage, intrigue for several major news organizations, for New York Times, Newsweek, Reader's Digest, CBS 60 Minutes, so forth and so on. Only when I was fired by Time in 1994 for investigating a story that threatened Bill Clinton and many senior officials in his administration did I begin to understand that the mainstream media was dead. That was 94. He said, I just basically wanted to cover stories that I thought were important for the people and get true content and true information. And I worked a lot of trips overseas. I returned to the States after 18 years to work for Congressional Democrat Tom Lantos as a specialist on weapons of mass destruction. Eventually, I put together a 4-page story on a scheme that was scheduled to run in mid-July 94. That would involve he says, I uncovered and documented a massive effort by China to buy sensitive military production gear from U.S. weapons plants, supposedly with a blind eye from Clinton administration officials. He said, I put together the story, and the D.C. editor came into my cubicle and said, you pissed off people in the administration with your questions. He said, I thought it was my job to ask difficult questions. He fired me on the spot and pulled the story, spiking it, as we say in the business. Timmerman is the author of 12 books of nonfiction and 4 novels. Times editors showed in July 94 that they believed their job was not to uncover the truth, he says, but to provide political cover to Democrats in Washington. He said, I knew then news had died. Journalism had died. That was an early time in 94. We've seen how it's gone rampant since then, especially cable news operations. Now, I'll make it clear to you. This program, even though I spent decades as a news anchor, this is not a news program. It's my program. It is a commentary, an opinion scattered through, although I do give you facts. If I make a mistake on a fact, I will correct it. But as a newscaster, news anchor, no one knew my politics, nor should they. But here, he's an investigative reporter. That's what he's trying to do. Just uncover the story, and they got killed because you upset and PO'd the White House. I want to take you back to what I said, mentioned in the previous segment about the New York Times sending me the slap in the face I normally get this morning, and they're pointing out that we'd have less crime. It's just all the reporting that goes on. If it bleeds, it leads. It's blaming the news media for all the hysteria. There are a lot of crimes. Do you want to try to sell that story to those who have lost loved ones in South Chicago? I think they had 59-plus shootings this weekend. Do you want to tell it to other places around the nation? Most of them, most in blue cities and states, that it's just, you're very much close to the Alex Jones conspiracy that the shooting was a fake. Well, of course it wasn't a fake. But now to turn around the New York Times and say most of it's news media reporting. How about you go question your New York City mayor, who was a police officer, who said the other day, our criminal justice is insane. And he was upset with a number of murders and crimes in his city. That's from the mayor. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.